This is Marketplace Weekend. I'm Lizzie O'Leary.
There is a company whose stock has gone up 130% this year. It is beloved by millennials, and it makes water. Soda water that comes in a bunch of flavors. Coconut, pamplemousse, mango, and passion fruit. Just some of the choices. This week, LaCroix water got the Wall Street Journal front page treatment from reporter Rob Copeland. His favorite flavor is apricot, by the way. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Because I have to do this because it's the radio, I'm going to open the cans of LaCroix. I know what it's called, but I still always call it LaCroix. Hang on. So I have cran raspberry and peach pear with me in the studio.
Those are two middle-of-the-road choices. Those are
really?
Totally respectable.
Yep. Totally. Okay, fine. And I just tasted the peach pear. You wrote about this. The company says it is essenced with flavor, ignoring the fact that essence is not a verb. What is essence?
Well, that's the billion-dollar question here, right? LaCroix is one of the hottest companies on Wall Street or elsewhere. The stock is up 130% this year, which is pretty insane. And that's because they make a sparkling water that its fans believe is special and is totally different from the water that you can get out of your tap and put some bubbles in with a soda stream or whatever have you. So essence is the flavor. It's a natural flavoring, but LaCroix will not tell you what it is.
So it's just some kind of natural flavor. I mean, they have all of these crazy flavors. Pamplemousse, grapefruit to normal people who didn't speak French. Coconut. I don't really like the coconut. But yeah, essence is the thing in all of these.
So essence is actually a 100-year-old additive. It's in products as varied as bug spray, as coffee, as gelatin. It's really just a highly concentrated chemical that you get by heating up fruit, adding a little bit of alcohol. You get a little vapor come off it. You condense the vapor, and that's it. It's just a clear, super concentrated chemical.
Wow. So I remember drinking LaCroix when I was a kid in northern Michigan. This was just like a Midwestern thing that you got in the supermarket, no big deal. And then all of a sudden, it is everywhere around where I live in Brooklyn. And I feel like all of my colleagues, and I hate to say this, but particularly my millennial colleagues, are in love with it. How did this happen?
It is everything. So LaCroix has been around for decades, and it was relaunched about 6 years ago by this publicly traded company. And what they did was they rolled it out in new cans. And then instead of marketing it in a traditional way, instead of signing up celebrity pitch people, they really just started sharing pictures of largely very attractive young women posing with the cans. They made it into something that was cool, that was a fashion accessory, and it's been hugely successful.
I go by the rapidly gentrifying bodega in my neighborhood, and it has now got like a Tetris wall of different flavors of LaCroix there. I mean, it sounds like this company knows exactly who their target audience is.
They absolutely do. It's not a cheap product. First of all, a 12-pack by me in New York is about over $5. So that's actually more expensive than Coca-Cola. And what they've really figured out, too, is you don't just have one of them. I spoke to people who have as many as 10 a day. This is their entire water consumption.
You mentioned the stock is up 130-some percent this year. It's got the great ticker Fizz. Does this company have more room to run?
Well, there have been a lot of short sellers who have said that this is wildly overvalued, and frankly, they've been carried out on a stretcher. I mean, the stock is shot up. It's about a $5 to $6 billion market cap, so that's not so big if you compare it to Coca-Cola or Pepsi. The thing is, they don't really have another successful product. They make something called Shasta Cola, which is significantly less cool.
Yeah.
So if LaCroix is a fad, then there really is not much in Fizz.
Rob Copeland, reporter for The Wall Street Journal. Thank you very much.
Thank you.